Hello, this is Pastor Sam Luke welcoming you to Victory Today. I'm going to share with you a message that I preached recently, and I pray that it will be a blessing to you. For more information, you can always go to our website. That's victorytab.org, or call us here at the church office at 804-744-8881. Let's go into that service right now where God is moving by His Spirit. Listen to what Moses said. Moses answered the people. Now see, he's heard from God. He got on his knees to pray. And the situation is this. They are standing now on the banks of the Red Sea, and it's uncrossable. Behind them on the horizon, they can see the dust of Egyptian chariot wheels, because Moses changed his mind. I mean, not Moses, but Pharaoh changed his mind. And you know something? And this is one of those things I don't really understand, but it said God hardened Pharaoh's heart. See, I guess what God was saying is, I know what's in your heart anyway, but I'm gonna make sure there's a showdown, because they need to see, who has all power. And so you go after them, pursue them. So here they are trying to bring back the Jews. They've already been delivered. God set them free through a series of miracles and signs and wonders. And now God hardened Pharaoh's heart. So they are standing on the bank of the Red Sea, and there's no way to cross it. And Moses gets on his knees and says, God, you got a problem. You brought us out, but it looks like it's all over before it gets started. You told us to go this way. Isn't it interesting that in the Bible it says that God led them out by way of the Red Sea? And listen to this. In parentheses it says, and it was not near. And it was not near. That's like saying the Titanic had a little leak. It ain't even the right direction. And it was not near. And then God explains it. He says, if I took you straight through the wilderness, which is like a 3-week hike, you would encounter all of these armies that are armed to the teeth and well-trained, and you're not soldiers, you're slaves. See, there has to be a transformation, and this is true even in your walk as a Christian. God transforms us from slaves. We were slaves to sin when God saved us, but He has to transform us. Now, He doesn't take us from slaves to soldiers. You know what He does? He transforms us and takes us from slaves to sons, and then to soldiers. You're not ready to go from slavery to being a soldier without passing through another stage, which is sonship. I'm glad I know who I belong to. I'm His. Hallelujah. And so God said, I got to do a work in you. It didn't take me long to get you out of Egypt. You know, I did that overnight. But it's going to take me about 40 years to make that transition. So Moses said, God, what am I'm going to do? I don't know what to do. And this is what God said. Wherefore criest thou unto me? Sometimes, now folks, I don't want to discourage you from praying, because I'm trying to get as many of you as will to pray with me. But there are times when God will redirect your prayers and say, stop praying about that. You don't have to pray. I've already spoken. I had a guy come to to see me one. This is not here, but in another church where I pastor. He's very wealthy. And everybody knew that he was really stingy. And so he came to see me, and he's troubled because the Holy Spirit's telling him, you need to obey the word of God and tithe. So he sets up an appointment, comes in to see me. He says, I want to talk to you about something. I said, well, I'm all ears. Just go on and talk. Tell me what it is you want to talk to me about. And I knew what it was. He said, I want you to pray with me about tithing. I said, no. He said, you won't pray with me about it? No, I'm not going to pray with you about tithing. Why won't you pray with me? Because it's in the book. I don't need to pray about it. You just tithe. You don't have to pray about it. You just give. You don't have to pray about it. Amen. If it's in the book, you just do it, right? He started laughing. He said, boy, they told me you were hard, but I didn't know you were this hard. I started laughing. I said, I love you, man, and I'm going to love you no matter what you do, but you know that you don't need to pray about this. Just do it. Just obey God and tithe. And I'm glad he started tithing. Sometimes something God has already spoken, you don't have to pray about it. And God said, why are you praying to me? Now, this is what he said. He answered and said to the people, don't be afraid, fear not, and stand still. That's the word of the Lord. Don't be afraid, two things, and stand still. Don't be afraid. The word of God is our assurance of victory. The word of God speaks to every situation and encounter. Now, I want to break it down for you. Let's talk first about what does it mean to stand still. God said, stand still. Lazy church members love that scripture. That's not what it means. It means your uncompromising stand on the word of God. Your attitude, your faith behind all of this. Don't relent. Draw a line in the sand and sing, I shall not be moved. My steps will not slide, as David said. I will not go into reverse here. It means you're standing still on the confidence in the word of God that you have. Don't be afraid. That's a tall order, right? So he said, stand still and then don't be afraid. 2 Chronicles 20:15, Jehoshaphat was outnumbered, surrounded by the armies of three neighboring kings, and they hated him and they were jealous of him because he was blessed. And I want to share a news bulletin with you in the 21st century. When you're blessed, the devil hates you and he wants to steal your blessing. How many of you know you're blessed? You're blessed when you go out, when you come back in the city and in the field, you're blessed. God said, I'll bless your basket and your store. That's your checking account, your savings account. The Bible says God will make all grace abound toward you. That, boy, I'm feeling so good doing these. I mean, it's blessing me. I don't know if you're getting anything out of this sermon, but I'm really getting blessed here. I want to get the CD and listen to it again. God said, I'll make all grace abound towards you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I'll not withhold any good thing from those who walk uprightly before me, but I'll give them grace and glory. Oh, hallelujah. You are blessed. But guess what? Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So when you're blessed, he hates you because of it. He hates God and he hates you because you're blessed by God. Amen? So he wants to steal your blessing. And so these armies were amassed with one intention, and that was to come in and take everything that they had. Now I'll tell you a quick Cliff Notes version of the story. God told them to praise, said, put singers before the army and go out, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And the Bible says, I love this. The Bible said God sent ambushments among them. Listen, you know what the devil's trying to do to you? Ambush you. You know what God will do to the devil? Ambush him. God will do to the devil what he's trying to do to you. And in the end, instead of the enemies of Israel spoiling them, taking all they had, they spoiled the enemies. They went and got their stuff, took them 3 days to bring it back. That's just like God, isn't it? Now watch this. God says, don't be afraid. It was in this setting that the man of God said, fear not, nor be dismayed by reason of this great multitude. See, where does fear come from? Comes out of your feelings, your emotions. Now, you're a spirit, you possess a soul, that's the seat of your emotions. You live in a body. But fear comes out of your feelings, and your feelings are fickle. Your feelings will betray you. That's where fear comes. God's not given us the spirit of fear, but power and love and a sound mind or a delivered mind. Don't be a feeler, be a believer. Because your feelings will cause you to reason something out. And when that happens, that you'll be paralyzed with fear. Now, it's not wrong to reason out what God says. Come now, let's reason together, saith the Lord. It's wrong when you begin to reason out what the devil says, because the devil's always telling lies. You can reason something out if you do it according to revelation knowledge and not on the basis of carnal information. When God said, oh, hallelujah, I don't know if anybody's getting this, but I'm telling you, I might run through a troop and jump over a wall before this is over. I'm liable to jump up there in that balcony and just run all around this place. Listen, When you get the Word of God in you and you begin to operate in that Word, there is nothing that you cannot do for God. Hallelujah. The Word will just work out there on its own. See, I used to think that I had to stay up all night reciting scriptures and repeat it over and over and over and over and over again, over again. But if it's tied on down inside, that Word will just work on its own. It's the Word that works. Come on. I win with the Word, not by my feelings, not by my emotions. I don't have to reach way down deep inside of me and pull something out and say, oh, look what I did. If I did that, that makes me special. That makes me better than anybody else. I'm not better than anybody else, but I got a God that cannot be defeated. Hallelujah. And His Word will, oh, glory to God. Hey, I got to shout for my own preaching. You won't do it, I'll just shout a little bit myself. No good preaching when I hear it. Hallelujah. So He said, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Now, can I give you an example of that? How many of you are saved? You know you're saved. Let me show what happened to you. Before you were saved, you sinned with impunity. It was as natural for you to sin as it was for an old yard dog running around barefoot. That's just what you did. That's who you were. You were a sinner. First thing that happened, you begin to hear somebody talking about getting saved. Might have been a preacher on the radio. Might have been somebody on television. Might have been a friend. You need to get saved. What's the first thing the devil told you? You don't need to get saved. You don't need to get saved. Somebody, the other day we were talking about how you reach sinners. Well, the first thing you got to do is realize that before a sinner can be saved, he's got to realize he needs to be saved. Bible said, he that covereth his sin shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh him shall have mercy. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us. So, first thing the devil will tell you, you don't need to be saved. You're good as anybody. You're good as anybody that goes to that church. They're just a bunch of hypocrites anyway. They're judgmental and elitist, and they don't care about you. They got their religion. So the devil's telling you, you don't need to get saved. Well, then, wonderful thing happened. The Holy Spirit began to convict you. David said, I'm troubled. I'm bowed down greatly. I go mourning all the day long. I will declare my iniquity. I'll be sorry for my sin. That's conviction, see? And then he said, blessed is the man whose sins are forgiven, whose transgressions are covered. And that word blessed in Hebrew means happy or peaceful. So the Holy Spirit will trouble you. He'll convict you, right? Now, you give your heart to the Lord and you get saved. What does the devil tell you then? You're not saved. Wait a minute. He told me I didn't have to get saved. Now he tells me I'm not saved. Then you get the baptism of the Holy Ghost. What did the devil tell you? You don't have baptism of the Holy Ghost. Then you claim your healing. You didn't get your healing. He is a liar. I said, tell your neighbor, the devil's a liar. Stop listening to him. He lies. Amen. God has never seen a circumstance he cannot control. He's still the master of every situation. Psalm 62 and 11. God has spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth to God. Jeremiah 32, 27. Behold, I'm the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Listen, if you all stay with me, I promise you I'll be through by 12. In California, it's only 9 o'clock. I didn't say what time zone. I will never be faced with a problem so difficult the Word of God can't address it. Now, this is just so good. I'm so sorry for bragging on my preaching, but I know this just got here from God, some of this, and it's just good. Open your heart and let God speak to you this morning. Rejoice because God has spoken. Tell somebody, rejoice. Get happy. God's already spoken. God's already spoken. In the beginning, if you look at the creation, it said, 9 times you find these words, and God said, and then the next thing it happened, and God said, and it was. See, God never does anything until he says it. And he's already spoken about something in your life. He's already said something about your salvation. You know why I'm saved? Because this Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You know why I'm saved? For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. You know why I'm saved? I give unto you eternal life, and you shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck you out of my hand. You know why I'm saved? Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. You know why I'm saved? To him give all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. You know why I'm saved? He came into his own received him not, but as many as received him, to them gave him power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. You know why I'm saved? X tells me that Jesus Christ died so that I could have eternal life, and that was the message of the church throughout the book of Acts. I'm saved, hallelujah, and I know I am. Well, somebody said, yeah, but you know, how about healing? Y'all talk an awful lot about healing. I saw that woman, Susie, again, say, just jumping up and down, screaming, I'm healed, I'm healed. Well, listen, she got a good report from the doctor, no cancer in the lymph nodes. But that's not why she's healed. Not because the doctor said it, but because 750 years before Christ was born, Isaiah said, surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. Rejoice. God's already spoken. God's already spoken. Amen. Somebody said, oh man, I'm saved, but I'm going through some stuff, man. Ooh. Well, what do you think was going to happen when you got saved? The devil doesn't even care which end of the pier he pushes you off. Amen. Now that you're saved, he just try to, anything he can do to try to keep you from reaching your destiny. Amen. So he's going to trouble you. He's going to attack you. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Jesus said, in this world you shall have tribulation. Be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Listen to the word of the Lord. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. It doesn't say it wouldn't be formed against you. It said it won't prosper. Hallelujah. Oh, I got to hurry. God told Moses what he would do for him, and then Moses simply acted on that. Speak, he said, to the children of Israel. You know, we did this earlier. I feel like we need to do it again. Turn in your Bible to Isaiah 55, 10, 11. We're going to talk to God today. You know, listen, I love to pray with you. I want to encourage you. Every Monday night, I come here at 7 o'clock, the chapel, 7 to 8, 8 o'clock, we have a prayer of agreement. There's just something you say, I can pray at home. I know that. You do. And I appreciate that. But, you know, God spoke to me some time back, said if we could get 200 people here on a regular basis praying, that he would take us to a new level. If we could all come together on a Monday night and just pray in agreement, because there's just something about it. And then the devil will try to distract somebody. Well, so-and-so prays too loud. I can't focus. Or, you know, it's dead and there's not. No. So we all got different opinions. It doesn't matter whether you pray loud or you pray softly or you just sit there and meditate. Come together with God's people in agreement and watch what God will do. And prayer sometimes is just reminding God, not that he forgot, but you need to say it. Well, in Psalm 107, David said, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works of the children of men who satisfieth the longing soul, filleth the hungry soul with goodness, that thou mightest sacrifice, the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Now watch this. And declare his works with rejoicing. Declare his works with rejoicing. So sometimes what you got to do is just declare his works. So here's what we're going to do. We are going to say to God what he's already said to us. You ready? All right, look at this. Isaiah 55, 10, 11. Everybody say, for as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth in bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be. Say it again. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. If that doesn't make you shout, I don't know what will. Hey! Woo! If that doesn't light your fire, your wood is wet. Amen? Now watch this, because I'm closing, really am. In the 14th chapter, Moses said, the Lord shall fight for you. How many of you want the Lord to fight for you? See, the reason some of you come in here and the helmet of salvation is crooked and your sword is dragging and you lost your breastplate somewhere during the week. You got on the belt of truth, but it's in the last notch. It's just like hanging down. You're missing one of the gospel shoes. You come in here and you flop down in the chair. I am just totally worn out. You know why? Because you've been doing all the fighting. He said, stand still, be firm in your conviction. Don't be afraid. Don't run away. The Lord will fight for you. Now watch. How's he do that? Well, first of all, let me tell you, it doesn't matter if it's your finances. It doesn't matter if it's your marriage. It doesn't matter if it's your spirituality. It doesn't matter if it's your reputation. It doesn't matter if it's emotional. It doesn't matter if it's material. If you got a need, God said, I will fight for you. Now watch this, because this is going to be the greatest revelation you've had today so far. How does he do it? Psalm 33. He does all his works. All of his works. Now what? All of his works, first one, are done in truth. Then you go down to verse 9. He spoke it and he brought it to pass. All of his works are done in truth. What did Jesus say about truth? Thy word is truth. All of his works are done through his word. Woo, I wish I was sitting where you are. I'd show you how to act this morning. All of his works are done through the word. Whatever fighting needs to be done, he does it with his word. I said, I'm so emotionally drained. I have tried my best to convince people that they need to get saved, and nobody's paying attention to me. I've told them they need to live right, and they laugh at me, and I don't know that I'm even going back to church anymore. I'm so tired of this struggle. All of his works are done in truth. He spoke it, and it came to pass. He brought it to pass. Doesn't matter what it is. That word has already addressed it. I'm going to stand on that. I don't have to struggle with it. I'm just going to stand on the word. There it is. There it is. There it is. Right there. There it is. Hallelujah. I'm standing on it. There it is. That's mine. I'm claiming it. There it is. It's mine. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
Pastor Sam Luke again with a special prayer for you. I pray today that God will bless you and encourage you, and that what you've heard today will stay with you and you'll be able to walk out your faith. Thank you so much for being a part of Victory today. For more information, I want you to go to our website. That's victorytab.org, or call us here at 804-744-8881. Thank you for listening. God bless you. Until we see you next time on Victory Today.